I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. A new report says abundant Colorado snowpack helped reduce the impact of bark beetles on trees last year, but a wet spring contributed to tree defoliation. The findings were part of an annual aerial survey by the U.S. Forest Service and Colorado State Forest Service. The report says spruce, round-headed, and western pine beetles continue to expand. Nearly 40 hospitals in the Mountain West are being penalized for having high rates of infections or complications from hospital stays. That's according to data from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Madeline Beck reports.
The government penalizes the 25% of U.S. hospitals with the highest rate of infections or complications. To do that, Medicare reimburses those hospitals 1% less than normal. Some think the penalty isn't enough, while others think it's unfair to hospitals that keep better records or serve sicker patients. Michael Millinson is a healthcare consultant and author who's written about hospital transparency. He says the list can be unfair, but
just because you are trying your best to do what's best for patients, just because you're caring, just because you believe that you're doing what's best, doesn't mean that you're really carrying out things in the best possible way, in the safest possible way.
To see if your local hospital is on the list, you can find Kaiser Health News' database on their website, khn.org. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
16 Colorado hospitals will be penalized for high injury and complication rates this year. Of those, Sterling Regional Med Center had the most annual penalties, with 5 over the last 6 years. KRCC News.